Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Watching Russia after the conversation between the two presidents and no end in sight, the Europeans are moving and the Russian people are moving. The Russian people are moving to the grocery store and finding Reuters headline. Russia's weekly inflation edges up to 0.07%, official data shows, Reuters story. The central bank, which forecasts inflation at 7 to 8% this year, kept its key interest rates on hold last month, saying that inflationary pressure was receding but remaining high. Michael Berenstam of the Hoover Institution is here to help me on the Russian economy under sanctions. More threatened sanctions, however, right now they're dealing with this inflation number. It looks alarming. If it was in the U.S., we might have a change of government. We certainly would hear a lot of screaming on television, but it is Russia. Michael, a very good evening to you. Military Keynesianism, pouring money into the defense industry, full employment, lots of excitement, turning out weapons, and yet this inflation at the grocery store, is it significant? Does it 7 to 8% this year is what the central bank says. Is that trustworthy? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. That is trustworthy because they're honest about it. They have several measures of inflation. The Central Bank of Russia is remarkably transparent about it. And in addition to this official inflation data, they have what they call observed inflation, which is based on surveys what people are paying. They have inflation indicators for particular consumer goods staples. And they have expected, like we do, inflation expectations. And those are all accelerating. The most important thing about inflation anywhere is whether it is steady or if it is accelerating. Because if it accelerates, it has the momentum of its own. It's very hard to control. And of course, if it accelerates, people run and buy things faster. And that itself is feeding into higher inflation. And now they have wholesale inflation that is over 11% per year, and they have expected inflation over 15% per year. So generally, the inflation prospects and trends are bad. And this is all due to the budget deficit and to their high government expenditure on military expenditures, which is now approaching over 7.5% of GDP, which is very high. To compare, at the height of the Cold War, the United States defense share of GDP was 6.4%, which was much higher than any other NATO countries. Now it is about 3.4%. The budget will be higher for the defense in the United States, but Russia is much poorer country. So this is feeding into higher prices, although they control the defense prices because they control the defense manufacturing. Now, the budget deficit depends primarily on the price of oil. Their oil revenues are declining. The official data says that in the first quarter of 2025, they lost 12%. Compared with the previous year, 12% down in oil revenues. And this is only going down because generally oil prices, world oil prices are declining, and the discount on Russian oil is about $10 per barrel. So if today global oil is $65 per barrel, then Russian oil sells at $55 per barrel, and the expectation is lower revenues for the Russian budget and higher inflation.
You go to the price of oil. Everything turns on the price of oil for Russia's future right now. And for some time, you guided us to the fact that oil was headed lower and that it would squeeze Russia's budget so that they have no solution. Now we have news from the EU following that phone call that was not successful in ending the war. The EU is still ramping up sanctions on Russia, writes the New York Times. And they've directed sanctions against the Shadow Fleet. Do I remember, Michael, you saying the Shadow Fleet is no longer a threat because they're selling oil at such a discount that Russia's losing money on every sale?
The Shadow Fleet is important only for Iran. It's no longer important for Russia.
I see.
For Iran, it is important because what drives small changes, daily changes in the oil prices is the expectation whether there will be sanctions on Iran or not sanctions on Iran. And so this Iranian oil it fluctuates for additional million barrels a day. It the oil prices depend on it by $3-4 per barrel. So Russia is very much dependent on the factors which are totally beyond its control. That's very important. The International Energy Agency just issued a report that in 2025, the world oil supply is expected to be 104.6 million barrels per day. So almost 105 million barrels per day. And the demand is increasing less than the supply, so there is always will be cheap oil in the market. And this means that the Russian oil now sells under $60 per barrel, which is the price cap imposed by the Western community, by the European Union. And therefore, all this shadow fleet is not an issue anymore, because the entire function of the so-called shadow fleet was to sell oil to India and China above the price cap. Otherwise, the shadow fleet is not necessary. Regular fleet, any tankers from the European Union anywhere can sell Russian oil, because all Russian oil, even the highest quality Russian oil, ESPO from the Far East, now sells under $60 per barrel in the world. And the latest data from Russia is that the average price of oil in April was $56.40, which is below $60. So now, when they're talking about sanctions, they're talking about reducing the mandatory price cap. But it is only now in discussion. It's not done. So they're saying now we'll impose the price cap of $50 per barrel. At that point, again, the Russian shadow fleet or anywhere who sells Russian or ships Russian oil will be under sanctions.
The European Union officials, according to the New York Times, are looking at an 18th sanctions package. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the commission, said they were looking after sanctions on gas pipelines, banks. Is that going to be more significant than the shadow fleet? We have about a minute.
Banks will be significant because the payments depend on it. So it's not how much oil you sell to China or India, but whether the Chinese and Indian banks process Russian oil. So process payments for Russian oil. So banking sanctions are always significant. But apart from the new price cap, all this package, new sanctions are not very important. They will affect Russia only marginally. The world market takes care of Russian well-being and Russian budget.
What about gas pipelines? Sanctions on those, would that be significant?
It will not be significantly, pardon for this expression, because already the European Union has decided by 2027 they will cut off the entire supply of Russian gas to Europe from all pipelines. So this is already decided.
Michael Bernstab, my guide on the Russian sanctions. He's at the Hoover Institution.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.